Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Lord, we come this morning to bless your name. We come this morning to honor you, to give you glory. You are the King of Glory. We thank you this morning that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and thy holy name. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, that we could cast our every care upon you because you care for us. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the shepherd leading us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, God, we give you thanks, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your wondrous works that you have done. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're about to do in our lives. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Lord, we hunger and thirst for righteousness. We hunger and thirst for you. And, Father, as we dwell in the secret place with you, O Most High, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are doing mighty things in your people. We didn't come to run in and run out, but we come to dwell with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, O God, for what you've done, what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, turn us more towards you, closer with you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bow down. O God, in the name of Jesus, we bow down before you. We bow down before you. We come humbly in your presence this morning, and we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done, everything you're about to do. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We thank God for each of you joining us this morning, and we thank the Most High for waking us up. Hallelujah. It wasn't the alarm clock. It was Father God touching us and telling us to get up so we can praise him, get up so we can worship him, get up so we can tell him how much we adore him. He wants us to get up and praise him, get up and honor him. So we come to honor him this morning, and we thank the Most High. He's a great God, a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God. Ain't nobody like our God. You ain't gonna find it. You could go to any place in the world, you're not going to find it. Hallelujah. About us, we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in him, not leaning to our own understanding, but we come trusting in him, abiding under his shadow, calling on his name, praising him, adoring him, giving him honor, honor, glory, and thanksgiving. He's a great Father. Nobody is like our Father. Nobody's like our Father. He is a great Father. Great, 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 great. We can't even find human words to say how great our God is, because he's great and holy, great and holy. And he commanded us. He didn't say if you want to be. He said, no, you got to be holy like me. He commanded us to love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our strength, all of it. You know how we do? We put a lot of faith in trust in other things, but those things fail. But he said, no, you got to put your faith, your trust, your hope in me. I'll never fail you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Oh, yeah, he's not a man. He ain't going to lie. He don't never lie. He tells the truth. He made truth. He is truth. thank God for each of you this morning. We thank God for who he is in our lives. You know, we are fortunate. There are many people who don't know God, never heard of him, never heard of him. So we are very fortunate, and not just because we've heard of him, but because we were created in his image, and he knows our name. He even know your address. Yeah, he know your cell number. He know how to call you up. Sometimes, you know, you walk around and you hear somebody in the house calling you and you say, ain't nobody in here but me. It's God. He said, hallelujah. He's calling your name. Hallelujah. So thank God that he could call your name. Yep, and we can call on him. So we say, Father God, let the counsel of the wicked be spoiled. In the name of Jesus, lead the prince of the darkness away spoiled. Let the stout-hearted be spoiled. We bind the enemy, we strip him of his armor, and we divide his spoils. We release the spoilers to come upon Babylon and destroy her. We release the spoilers to come upon the high places in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have spoiled principalities and powers. We spoil the enemy and take back the goods in the name of Jesus. We spoil the tents of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We spoil those that have attempted to spoil us. The enemy will not spoil us. He will be spoiled. Let the palaces and headquarters of the darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Let the proud spirits be spoiled in the name of Jesus. We release the cankerworm to spoil the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Let the fortress of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that we can call on your name morning, noon, and night. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. You're always available for us. You're just waiting for us to call on your name, to come into the secret place with you. And we thank you for that opportunity. We are blessed that the Most High God know our name, our address, our fingerprints, even our Social Security number, our cell number, and he is waiting on us. He said, wait, I ain't see her in the secret place today. I didn't hear her coming towards me. But we got to do that. I didn't hear him calling on my name today. We got to do that. Call on his name. He's waiting on us. And you know his word is awesome. His word is so awesome. He's so good to us. You know we got to be good to him. You know how to be good to God. Obey him. That's what he's looking for. He ain't looking for you to always say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I forgive my eye. You know, but he wants us to come in fellowship with him. He wants us to obey him, not just serving with our lips, but with our whole heart. So if you don't know how to do it, we got to ask him. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We're honoring the seniors today. Now, the word of God says in Psalm 71:18, now also, when I am old and gray, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed the strength unto this generation, thy power to everyone that is to come. So I thank the Lord for the word. Even when we, you know, when we got gray hair, when we old, God's not going to forsake us. We got to tell the next generation, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, great-great, and even those to be born, we got to leave the word of God for them. We got to start praying for them so that when they, you know, get old enough, they'll know God. They'll receive God at an early age. They'll say, oh, my God, I need to be saved. Some of them be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. And you say they too young. But Jesus said, don't stop those children from coming to me. No. They call my name, they're old enough to come. So I thank God. As senior citizens, whether we're grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, neighbors, Sunday school teachers, weekday Bible teachers, we got to leave a testimony about the goodness of God for our generation and the one to come. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I thank God for what you're doing, what he's done. You know, he's doing great things every day in our lives now. He don't be just sitting still. He know everything going on. He already know what we thought beforehand. He already know what we thought beforehand. So we have with us this morning Prophet Dalton from Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm going to call him in a minute. I'm going to ask him if he would pray for the senior citizens. Mighty prayer warrior. You can say a short prayer, Prophet Dalton, for the senior citizens of this world, especially those on Bible Story Land. We appreciate you. Good morning, Prophet Dalton. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? Good morning. Good morning. Thank the Lord for waking us up this morning. Thank the Lord for Senior Citizens Day. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for this great day, this awesome day. We thank you for waking us up today, for Senior Citizens Day. We put the senior citizens before you. Worldwide, Father, they are wearing the crown of glory on top of their head, Father. Bless the senior citizens, Lord. We thank you for their life. We thank you for what you've done in their lives throughout the year. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given us. We thank you for health. We thank you for strengthening them. We thank you that as they go to and fro, you protect them, Lord. We thank you that they are blessed going out and blessed coming in. We thank you that they are blessed in the city side, in the countryside, in the town side. We thank you that they are blessed in the morning, noon, and night. We thank you, Father, for their families, Lord. We thank you for their children and their grandchildren. We thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon them throughout the years, Lord. Father, accept our thanks. Father, continue to give our senior citizens longevity, Lord. The wisdom that they have accumulated and acquired throughout the years, Father, let it not go to waste, Lord. Let it be transferred onto the oncoming generations, Lord, so that they would not make the mistakes that our seniors have made in the past, Lord. Give the younger generation the zeal that our seniors have in serving you, Lord. Use our seniors to raise up, to help train and equip mighty warriors for your kingdom, Lord. The blessings of those seniors, Lord. Let them be able to bestow those blessings on the younger generations in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to strengthen our senior citizens. Continue to heal them, Lord. Give them more longevity, Lord. Everything that they lay their hands on, let it be successful, Lord. Surround them with love and support, Lord. I place the ones that are under the care of nurses and nursing homes and things like that. Father, bless those seniors out there, Lord. Bless their caregivers, Lord. Bless their family, Lord. Surround them with support system that will help them to continue to thrive in the name of Jesus. Let your healing flow into them and through them in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophet Dalton. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord this morning because, you know, he's doing great things in our lives. He don't forget us. You know, sometimes you be praying and praying and praying and praying, and you say, Lord, I've been praying for years and that ain't even happened yet. But he heard you. Even before you called his name, even before you prayed, he heard your inner call. So answers coming. You know, the word of God says praise is comely for the upright. So we got to serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. right now, you know, sometimes we pray, but we forget to praise him. We forget to honor him. So many days I just say, Lord, I just come to honor you this morning, just to love on you, just to give you glory, just to give you praise, just to thank you. And you know what? God hears our praises before him. And so we come with grateful hearts just to thank him. You know, because, you know, some people didn't wake up this morning. Some senior citizens are on their backs in nursing homes, can't do anything for themselves. Some senior citizens, you know, their minds are gone. But we are grateful that our minds are good, and we can call his name, and we still remember the Most High God. No matter what state we're in, he remembers us. He don't forget us. Well, it's praise time on Bible Storyland, and we have a mighty, mighty woman of God from New Orleans this morning. She is going to sing a song of praise. She's been my friend for years and years, and she's a prayer warrior. Glory Dean Charlotte from New Orleans. Good morning, Glory Dean. How are you? Minister Glory Dean.
Good morning, and I know you're fine. I can hear the sound of your voice, that the joy of the Lord is there. Praise God. Well, I thank God for being here, and I thank God for you inviting me, and I thank God for all the senior citizens that's out there and all the others that are out there listening to the radio today. And I just thank the Lord for him of who he is and where we've come from these days, and to say where we've come from, where he's brought us from, hallelujah, that causes us to continue to go through because of him. I mean, thank God. I thank God for all the seniors today. I thank God for this day set aside to honor the seniors this day. We give God the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right. She's going to sing and play a song of praise unto the Lord in just a few minutes. She's going to sing and pray. She's also a minister now. She ministered the word, as you probably heard. She can minister the word, so I thank God for her. Hallelujah.
Praise Amen. God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank God for who he is today, and God is still bringing us through. When we accept him into our lives and he is in our life, we can have faith to know whatever we've gone through, God is bringing us through. Hallelujah. So I'll go in and sing this song. God brings us through. Thank the Lord for bringing us through.
Thank you for bringing me through. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. You brought the Hebrew children through the Red Sea. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. 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 If the Hebrew children knew the plan of God, they would have said, Lord, thank you for bringing me through. 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 Brought the Hebrew children through the Red Sea. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. 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 Saw by Jesus Christ, saw by Jesus Christ, that faith is bringing me through. That faith is bringing me through. That faith is bringing me through. Saw by Jesus Christ, saw by Jesus Christ, saw by Jesus Christ, that faith is bringing us through. That faith is bringing us through. If the Hebrew children knew the plan of God, they would have said, Lord, thank you for bringing me through. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. You know, it's all by Jesus Christ. It's all by Jesus Christ. It's all by Jesus Christ. That faith is bringing me through. That faith is bringing me through. You know, the things where we've come from in life, at our ages now, and now some of us are 100 years old and everything, you know, praise God. 100 years old, over 100. I'm a lady, and I heard 106 years old. So, you know, we're living on to praise the Lord, and, you know, and it's all by faith of God. It's all by Jesus Christ that faith is bringing us through, because we believe in him. We believe in him. We believe in him. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's why we know we can come through. Why? Because we have heard and seen and using the word of God. Hallelujah. And we want to sing that everybody can sing. Lord, thank you for bringing me through. 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 It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. That faith is bringing me through. That faith is bringing me through. That brings all of us through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey. Woo, that was beautiful. Hallelujah. God. We thank the Lord for bringing us through every situation we've had to face. He's been right there. Even when you thought that he had neglected you and left you, he was right there bringing us through. Thank you so much, Glory Dean. Oh, my God. We have your friend on this morning, Minister Hilda Jones from New Orleans. She's going to be bringing the word this morning.
So hallelujah, I heard us. Thank God for her, too, today. Thank God for her, a woman of God.
Yes. She'll be on right now, and her grandchildren, her husband. So we thank God for them. Thank God for you. We bless you. I'm going to ask... hold on. We got Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna.
Good morning, Minister G. How are you?
Doing great. How are you? Would you say for the lady that just sang the song, and then after that, can you sing? We appreciate you.
Yes. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this beautiful day. Now, Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing on Minister Gloria Dean. Lord, you made her. You know all about her, Lord. Lord, you know about her ministry, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the talents that you've given her, Lord, to play and to sing and to minister to others, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you will continue to bless her, bless everything that she sets her hands to do, Lord. Lord, she is a blessing to the kingdom of God, and we thank you so much for her, Lord. Lord, continue to give her the strength that she can carry on, Lord. Lord, she has no idea the number of people that she's touching through her words, through her songs. But we thank you so much for her, Lord. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, you use your people in your service, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you think we're worthy enough to even call on your holy name. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on her. Continue to bless her family. Continue to bless our home, Lord. Lord, we thank you, knowing that when we call on your name, you hear us and you answer our prayers. We thank you, Lord. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray, and for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to sing We Come This Far by Faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged when troubles in your life. He'll bear your burden and move all misery and strife. Thank God we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing low. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say that he didn't believe in God's word. But I can truly say that God has made a way. He's never failed me yet. We've come this far by faith. Every day we're leaning, leaning on the Lord. And we keep trusting, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed, he's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Every day we're leading, leaning on the Lord. And we keep trusting, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed, he's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith.
Amen, amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Minister Donna. That was a beautiful song. We've come this far by faith. And that's how we've come, by faith. Faith. We got to have faith and trust in the Lord. Faith moves the heart of God. When we trust in him, we go like, Lord, I don't see no way, but I know you are the way. You are a way maker. We thank you so much, Pastor Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. And we have on with her with us her cousin, Jackie Travis. I believe she lives in Atlanta now. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? She's there. She may have that phone.
Good morning. Good morning, sister. Good morning, Sister G. I do live in Atlanta right now. Listen, one of my friends from Kentucky, but one of my one of Bobo's friends, Donna K. Massey's mother, passed away. Pray for that family for me, please. And pray for Aunt Liz, when she ate some bad greens and somebody cooked at church. But I'm going to sing. I wanted her to sing, but she couldn't sing. Janae couldn't sing. Walk with me, Lord. Yes, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Well and while I'm on this Lord, teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me and guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Well, and while I'm on the Lord Jesus journey, I need Jesus to walk with me, be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Well and while I'm on this Lord Jesus journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. Walk with my mother. Please walk with me. Walk with my mother. Please walk with me. Well, all along the Lord Jesus journey, and I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Hey. Woo, I love it. Thank you. Yes, that's what we need. We got to thank God for bringing us through. And you know we've come this far by faith, trusting in the Lord. And what we need every day for Jesus to walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. So I thank you all this morning for the songs of praise. Praise is comely for the upright. And I thank God for each of you this morning. We are the upright. We are trusting in the Lord. We are praising him like never before, so we are grateful. Well, you know what? The word of God is so awesome. All the scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17 says, all scripture is breathed and useful for teaching, for rebuking, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So our speaker this morning is from New Orleans. Her husband is on with us, Minister Ricky Jones, but her grandchildren are also on with us. They were on last week, and I thank God for the young ones. They're 10 years old. They're twins, Janaya and Jemiah Brack. And one's going to pray and the other's going to read the scripture. So we thank God for them. Good morning, girls. How y'all doing? Well, I thought they were on here with us. Hold on. Maybe hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Hold on. Yep. All right. All right, now I can hear you. I'm sorry. I thought I had you on, but you're on now. We can hear you.
Good morning, my name. Good morning, my name is Jemiah Black, and I'm a member of Christ Community Baptist Church, and my church is Say Hope and Love Ministry. So Sister Mary Jones, let us say that our Father prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from the evil. Thine the kingdom come, glory forever, ever. I pray, amen. Lord, I pray for you to bless the host, bless the children, and bless the speaker. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Is this Janiah or Janaya? Is that, or are you?
Jemiah.
Oh, Jemiah. That was a beautiful song. How old are you, Jemiah?
10.
10 years young.
And I was a poor.
I thank God for you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Maya. Are your sisters ready? She's going to read a scripture?
Yes. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to everyone. My name is Janiah Brock. I am from New Orleans. And I attend Say Hope and Love Ministry, and I'm a pastor of, I'm a member of Christian Unity Baptist Church, and my pastor is Dr. Stevens. And I will be reading Isaiah 46, verses 3 and 4. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnants of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Oh, my God. I thank God for you. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you again.
Thank you all. Don't leave. Hold up. We have Prophetess Lawson on with us this morning. I'm going to ask her to say a prayer for you girls. Good morning, Prophet Lawson.
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning. It's nice.
Good morning, girl.
It's nice to know that that God is using young people, and that was I was just talking to myself about the young people. So I thank you for asking me to pray for them. Father God, we thank and we praise you. We give you glory, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, and we thank you for the manifest blessing that you bestowed on us today. Lord God, I lift up the twin girls, oh God, and I ask you, Lord God, as you raise up Jeremiah, as you raise up, Lord God, Daniel, as you raise up, Lord God, your daughters in Christ, oh God, that you pour upon them the spirit of wisdom and revelation of you, oh God. We thank you that their parents and their grandparents have taught them the word. We thank you, Lord God, for all that's said and done. Now, Lord, I ask, Lord God, for a special blessing to be placed upon them, Lord God. Lord God, bless them as they go to school, Lord God. Lord God, as they learn, oh God, let them still see you, God, in everything that they do learn, oh God. Lord God, as they go back and forth on the highway, God, we bind up every form of accident that they may reach their destination, not just today at 10 years old, but what you have for them at 20, 30, 40, oh God. I speak to their future, oh God, and I declare and decree, Lord God, that they shall be your handmaidens, oh God. Oh God, in the book of Acts, oh God, you use, Lord God, so many women, oh God, to help perpetuate the gospel. So, Lord God, I declare and decree, Lord God, that they shall, Lord God, live and reach that which you called them to do, oh God. I bind up every hindering spirit. I come against every mind-blinding spirit. I come against anything and everything that will block them from going forward in you. Now, Lord God, we plead the blood over their lives. Lord, be able to take the shield all around about them. And, Lord, we give you all the honor, all the glory. and your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank for that prayer. Thank God for those young people. Gently, you know, sing and pray unto God. So this morning it's time for the word. We have Minister Ricky Jones with us. He's the speaker's husband, and he is a minister of song. Good morning, Minister Ricky Jones. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Doing great.
How
doing
are you? I'm pretty good. I have to talk a little louder. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm doing pretty good.
So you minister.
Yeah, I write. I compose my songs. I compose and write songs and put little music to them. I like doing my own music, you know.
Well, you want to sing a song for us this morning? You have one that you want to sing, or today, or another day?
On another day, because I don't have my keyboard and my equipment is not set up, you know.
Gotcha. I understand. So well, we'll let your wife.
Okay. Well, I just come to introduce it. It's easy for me to introduce it because I'm her husband, and like in a worldly sense, it's an honor for me, and in a spiritual sense, I'm joyous because she's a woman of God. She's a prayerful woman, and I'm so blessed to be married to her. So I introduce the speaker on the line, Reverend Evangelist Hilda Miller Jones.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Well, good morning, Hilda Jones. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful, thank God.
We're so grateful.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. We're so grateful you joined us this morning. I've known her for quite a number of years. We were part of a group called Positive Confession, and she used to speak there, and she would minister. So I thank God for you and the great things that God is using you to do. So let God have his way.
I thank God for you, Minister Carica, because I've been knowing you over 10 years. Praise God, because that's when I met Sister Helena. And it's a blessing to still be hanging on the line of Christ and knowing each other, how we came together. She left a good legacy, and I thank God for that. I thank God. And thank you for the opportunity, and I'll try to do my best as God has given me. But I'd like to say a short prayer first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. We thank you for hiding it in our heart that we may not sin again. Father God, we ask you to bless the host of this line this morning. And God, everyone at the sound of my voice, I ask you to bless. I ask you to intervene for them. I ask you to show them great and mighty things, like Jeremiah 33:3 said. And I thank you in Jesus' name. And I thank God for Dr. Paul because of through Dr. Paul, I was able to meet you. So I thank God that she's going about doing the Father's work also, and I ask God to bless her. Amen. Today we are speaking on the line. Ma'am?
She's on the line with us this morning, so we thank God for her.
Yes, ma'am. I really thank God for her. Amen. She's introduced me to many people, and, you know, she's just a good sister in the Lord. I thank God for her. She tries to have everybody's back. So I thank God for him. This morning I'm going to speak on the elders and the palm tree. This is something that I never really knew about, but I'm going to do my best. I'm coming from Psalms 92, verse 12 to 15. That's Psalms 92, verse 12 to 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteous in him. I thank God for the word, elders, and the palm trees. There are over 300 species of palm trees growing from 3 to 100 feet and over 3,000 species. Referring to the elders, what does the Bible say about palm trees? This noble tree is a picture of the upright man, clearly indicating Psalms 92 and 12. The righteous flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar of Lebanon. The palm tree is also associated with victory. Revelation 7 and 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds, and people and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Amen. Palm trees are significant religious symbols. They have long lifespans, like the elders, and with long lives. In the Bible, the people of Jerusalem greeted a victorious Jesus 1 week before his death and resurrection, a tradition now known and celebrated as Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. Palms are mentioned several times in the Bible, representing bountiful peace and long-lasting strength, like our elders. A palm tree branch was and is a symbol of victory, triumph, peace, and eternal life originated in the ancient Near East and Mediterranean. Historically, the palm tree has been the tree representing the Palestine. For many years, it stood as a symbol on our Lord's territory. On the next day, much people were coming to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They took branches of the palm trees and went forth to meet him and cry, Hosanna! Hosanna really means to please save. Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And if you read Matthew 21:4-9, you can get a better understanding of it. But referring back to the 7th chapter of Revelation in the 9th verse, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. The Psalm 92 and 12, it states the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. For those who may not know much about the palm tree, it's only the tree. It's only the tree that breaks the ban. No other tree breaks ban when put around. As the tree grows, the ban then digs into the wood. As a palm tree grows and the ban breaks, we as Christians can have the victory just as the palm tree to break the ban of sin. Oh, glory to God. We have a choice. Romans 6 and 1 tells us, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace abounds? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? But here I found out that Paul argued that the believers are dead to sin. He did not say that our sin nature was eliminated at the cross or at the moment of the convert or baptism. God delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. To experience such a transfer, there we go living in sin. But thanks be to God, which given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. God loves his elders. Hallelujah. God just loves his elders and those that walk in truth. Amen. Those that meditate on the word day and night. Those that seek his face while he may be found. Jesus, the palm tree will not break, although it will bend. Our elder generation will not break. Surely we as Christians may bend, but in Jesus we will not break. Ordinary trees uproot and break through the strong winds and storms. The palm tree survives. It even flourishes in a desolated place. As elders of God, we can make it through the desolated places. We can make it when we're sitting all alone. We can make it when there's no one but Jesus there to revive us. We can make it when we rely upon the word of God. We can make it when there is no way out of nowhere and we know how to look to the hill with coming our help, for our help coming from the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That elder must go deep in order to flourish. In your spare time, read Galatians 2 and 20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but the Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and he gave himself for me. We must love the Christian life and become continuous warriors in the word of God, no matter what age we are. As Dr. Paul, over in her 80s, she continues to go here, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, continuing to compel men and women that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We must do the same, not get in our comfort zone and feel that nobody cares, because God cares for you. Pray without ceasing. Not theological, psychology, but reality. Theological is the study of nature and God in religious belief. Psychology is a significant study of the human mind and its functions. Oh, glory to God. But reality, we must get on our knees, hallelujah, and seek the Lord. Reality, isn't that our grandmother's prayer? There are intense prophetic intercessions that are bound to shake the earth and to move heaven on behalf of the saints. Oh, glory to God. I just thank God that we are like palm trees, strong. A palm tree can stand in a climate through abuse. We're vulnerable area of the tree is on the inside, while on the outside, it's on the outside. The outside of the palm tree does not affect its growth. As Christian, your age will not affect your growth in the Lord. Continue to speak God. Continue to read the word. Apply the word to your life. I know the time is running out and I have to cut it, but I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is the reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. God loves you. God loves each and every one of us. God's way for us is to grow as a palm tree, to develop a walk with him, to experience a personal, willing knowledge of him. In my closing, remember the palm tree, and I thank God for the opportunity, and I thank you all for listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Woo, what a powerful word. Oh, my God. Yes, the palm tree in comparison to the seniors. She came out of Psalms 92, 12 through 15. Powerful word of God. The palm tree has victory, and God's people have victory. The palm tree is strong. God's people are strong. So I thank God. She said, you know, we got to bend the knee, kneology, every day. We can't, you know, that song says, did you stop to pray this morning? Did you spend one moment in prayer? So we got to bend the knee. You know, sometimes we say, oh, Lord, I'm going to pray. Soon as I get dressed, I'm going to pray. Oh, Lord, let me eat breakfast, then I'm going to pray. Then you get in the car. Lord, I'm going to pray as soon as I get to my destination. Then all these things start going on. You say, oh, Lord, I'm going to pray on my break. Break come, lunchtime come, supper time come, going to bed again. No prayer. Kneology is required. So we got to grow as senior citizens like the palm tree that's strong. And I thank God we are victorious people in God. That was an awesome message. I thank you so much, Hilda, Minister Hilda Jones. It was just awesome. Oh, my God. the palm tree in comparison to the senior citizens. Yes, Lord. Well, you know, salvation is a gift from God. And our gift to God is our obedience to him. So we got to give to God every day. Every day, give him obedience. Everything, and listen for his voice. Sometimes he's telling you, uh-uh, don't eat that. No. You know that's going to run your blood pressure up. No. Don't drink that. That's too much sugar. I'm talking about senior citizens now. You know, no. Watch what you're eating. You know you want to stay healthy. You always calling on me for help. So you got to cooperate when the Lord tell you what to eat, what not to eat. I'm talking to myself, too. When he said, listen here, don't go there today. I have need of you. Go do this. So we don't have time to sit down, watch Love of Life and, you know, whatever, all them daytime stories. We got work to do. I don't care if you're 109. You got breath in your body. You got a good mind. You got work to do. You have work to do, no matter what age. Senior citizens, you have work to do. God sent us down here to do a work. And, of course, you know, no, do not sin. Nope. We're human now. We're going to make errors. Bible says who can know their errors, but we don't want to, you know, constantly sin. Oh, every day we, Lord, I sin. Lord, I sin. Lord, I did that same thing again. No, we want to be steadfast, unmovable in God, always abounding in his work. We don't want to backslide. We cancel that backsliding demon, and we say that we're going to run in the presence of God, dwell in the secret place every day. So it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. We're going to pray for the seniors, pray for those who need prayer. So if you need prayer this morning, you can press 1, and we'll put you on for prayer. Anybody need prayer? We have, Pastor June Paul on with us. We're going to be asking her to pray. We have Prophetess Lawson, Prophet Dalton, Prophetess Donette from Watson. We're going to be asking you all to pray this morning. So I thank God for you all this morning being on with us. And, you know, we all need prayer, and we all need to pray. So don't be selfish. Just pray for your, you know, your husband, your children, your grandchildren. Pray for the world at large. Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, what do you want me to pray for today? You wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it's prayer time. Lord, I'm tired, but I'm here for your use. What do you have need of me to pray for? You wake up late at night, early in the morning, it's prayer time. We thank God. We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church, where she pastors, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. So I thank God, you know, this morning. God is, oh, he's so awesome, and he's so tolerant, so patient of all of us. You know, he has, oh, my God. Job had patience, but let me tell you something. God's patience is unlimited. He's long-suffering. He said, yeah, you keep on doing that same thing over and over. He's long-suffering with us now. Sometimes we keep doing it for years and years. He's long-suffering. Even though he's long-suffering, consequences come with sin. He's long-suffering, but we got consequences. But on the other hand, when we do good, we got rewards. He rewards his children. You see, I load you up every day with benefits. Yes, he does. I give you life, strength, and health. He said, my daughters, my sons, beloved. He called us beloved. He said, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So he give us health. He's Jehovah Rapha, a healer. He give us good health. He's Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. He provide for not only just what we need, those benefits every day. He load us up with them every day. Take your benefits every day. Every day. And, you know, the things, the cares of this world, don't let them choke us out. Come before the Lord with thanksgiving and say, Lord, I'm at your feet again. I'm bringing these cares to you because I can't handle them. You came here so that I can have abundant life. And you said, you know, cast our cares upon you. So, Lord, I come to cast these cares upon you today because you care, you care, you care. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing this morning. It's prayer time. I'm going to ask Prophet Donette. She's on with us. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. I met her recently, and I tell you what, she's been a blessing in my life every day since I met her. I thank God. She's a powerful prayer warrior. So I thank God for her this morning. I'm going to ask Prophet Donette if she could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her husband. I'm going to stop for just a minute. There's, someone may have their radio or some sort of sound on the phone. If you could mute your phone or, you know, we appreciate it. So, Prophet Donette, if you, Prophetess Donette, if you could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church family, and, you know, where she pastors, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and how the Lord leads you. Good morning, Prophetess Donette.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Father
how
God, we come before your throne. I'm sorry?
Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying, how am I doing? I'm doing well. Praise God. Father God, we come before your throne room of grace, oh God, dear Father. Hallelujah. Asking for mercy, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, God, dear Father, for all that we have, oh God, shared on the program thus far, Lord God. I thank you, God, dear Father, for leading it. I thank you, God, dear Father, for the woman of God, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, dear Jesus, who, oh God, dear Father, expound on the word, oh God, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. For the example of the palm tree that she used, Lord God, dear Father. Hallelujah. And, oh God, dear Father, that even as she ministered, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, about the palm tree, oh God. Father God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, you have been planting her, God. Oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, and given her a sustenance, oh God, dear Father, over the years, God. Oh Father God, that you have been, oh God, her stream, God, dear Father, hallelujah. Oh God, for she has gone through much trials, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah. But, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, you, oh, God, dear Father, sustain her at the root, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for there's deep root, oh, God, in this woman of God. Oh, Father God, yes, she has been tested and tried, oh, God, dear Father, but each of trial, oh, God, dear Father, she has overcome, Lord God. And, Father God, I thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, for the place, oh, God, that you have placed, oh, God. And each new level, oh God, dear Father, that she came up in you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, the wind, oh God, and the storm came, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And, oh God, I thank you, oh God, that she's well fortified, oh God. Father God, in you, Lord God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And I thank you, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah. She came out of a stormy season, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah. She has, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, being able, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, to breathe, oh God, for the first time in a long time, Lord God. But, oh God, dear Jesus, I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, dear Father, that even in this season of rest, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that you're building, oh God. Oh God, dear Father, more fortification, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, oh God, dear Father, for you are the multiplier, Lord God. You are the multiplier in her life, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you, O God, dear Father, that you have brought, O God, dear Father, people, O God, who are faithful, who stand, O God, dear Father, with her in ministry, O God. I thank you for her husband, O God, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. O God, dear Father, hallelujah, that you're called, O God. O God, to walk alongside her, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, O God, that together, Lord God, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. O God, they have been able to overcome, Lord God, dear Jesus, the adversaries, O God, dear Father, of life, O God. Even in ministry, oh God, even other pastors, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, that even came against them, Lord God. Father, I thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that in this season of rest, oh God, dear Father, in this season, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, oh, where there's calm, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, I thank you, oh God, dear Father, that they'll begin, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, oh God, so we'll just enjoy, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, and gather their strength, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, for what lies ahead of them, Lord God. Father, I thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that their ministry is strong, God. Father, I thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, that sometimes they don't see the numbers, oh God, dear Father, of the addition that they want to see, but oh God, the people are growing in spirit, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, that you have called them, oh God, for such a time as this, Lord God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, to minister to your people and to their needs, oh God, dear Father. And Father God, dear Jesus, I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that their health, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah,
Oh, God, is restored in every area, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for their healing, oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah. Oh, God, dear Jesus, where the enemy will come up, Minister Harkins, or our body, Lord God, I thank you, oh, God, dear Father, for complete healing of our body, Lord God. Father God, I just thank you, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, for how you fortify her and renew her and refresh her, God, dear Father. Oh, God, for she's been feeling good in her body, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And I thank you, oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah, that the enemy, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah, is dethroned, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that the angel of the Lord, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, dear Father, hovered over, Lord God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you said in your word, oh, God, that you encamp around your people, Lord God. Oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah, and you have seen us through, oh, God, dear Father, those circumstances, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for the children around them, Lord God. I thank you, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for them teaching them, oh, God, dear Father, to come up in the right way, Lord God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you that they're strengthened, oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah, in you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for ministering, oh God, to their needs, oh God, in the era of finances, oh God. Oh God, dear Father, I thank you for the project, oh God, dear Father, that you have been laying on the woman of God's heart, Lord God. And God, she's been asking you, where's the finances, oh God? And Father God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, I thank you, oh God, dear Father, for the provision, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that even in the fundraiser that they're planning, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, that they will find much, oh God, success in it, oh God. And Father God, dear Jesus, that they will be able to carry on, oh God, dear Father, the vision, oh God, dear Father, that you have set before them, oh God, dear Jesus. And I hear the Lord is saying, oh God, woman of God, that I've set people around you and run about you to give you the financial support that you're looking for. Oh, Father, I thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that you quicken their steps, oh God. Father God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that you send those people, oh God, dear Father, with a heart, oh God, of giving, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, dear Father, for her faithfulness, oh God. And thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for how, oh God, you are allowing, oh God, these people to come around about her, oh God, to give into her bosom, Lord God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, for even though the vision tarry, it shall come to pass. And woman, be encouraged that the Lord is saying that the vision that he has given you, he will bring it to pass, and he's bringing those people with the finances to finance the vision. So fear not and be of good courage, saith the Lord. And I thank you, O God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus that cover them. I thank you, O God, dear Father, that, O God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that what they stand in need of, O God, that you are supplying in your timing, Lord God. And I thank you, O God, for them, O God, dear Jesus, and how you're using them, Lord God. I thank you, O God, dear Father, Father God, for the doors, oh God, dear Jesus, that you're opening, oh God. Oh, Father God, I see a key, oh God, dear Father, and that key is unlocked, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that door. And I thank you, oh God, dear Father, that you're giving her the key, Lord God, that she'll be able, oh God, to see, oh God, the strategy. She'll be able, oh God, dear Father, oh God, to see, oh God, what needs to be done, and you're giving her the right key for the right door. And I thank you, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, for the wisdom that you've placed, oh God, upon her life. And I thank you, O God, for the acceleration, O God, that she will see, O God, in this season of her life. And I thank you, Lord God, and I bless you for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Donette. Appreciate it. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for our speaker, Minister Hilda Jones, and her family?
Amen. Father God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God. And I come in agreement with the previous prayer, Lord God, for pastors, leaders, oh God. And I also decree that everything that was prayed before, Lord God, that, Lord God, I come in agreement for Pastor Hilda, oh God. Oh God, that every need be met, oh God. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, and we thank and we praise you, Lord God, that no hindrance spirit, we bind every blocking spirit. We come against every retaliatory spirit that would come against the word that was sown on this morning, oh God. We come against, Lord God, any spirit, Lord God, that want to operate, Lord God, and prevent her, Lord God, from prospering and being in good health, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that was said and done, oh God. We thank you for the rich word on today, Lord God. We thank you that Pastor Hilda, oh God, as she, Lord God, grow in grace and the knowledge of you, Lord God, that she will continue, Lord God, be a blessing to the body of Christ. Lord God, as she and Sister G declared, oh God, it was their training, their teaching, oh God. So I thank you, Lord God, that Pastor Hilda, Lord God, as she remembers, Lord God, oh, she get it about that, how she was trained and taught to carry the word, trained and taught to understand God, trained and taught, Lord God, to know the unction and the movement of God, that this training, Lord God, that she's sharing with her grandchildren, Lord God, it'll be multiplied, oh God, and even the more, oh God, send other children around her path, God. Send men and women, oh God, around her path, Lord God, that she, Lord God, will continue this training and teaching, oh God, on how to live a holy and righteous life and how, Lord God, to study the word of God and how to preach and minister the word of God. Father, we lift up her husband, oh God, who's a musician, oh God, and as I'm married to a musician, oh God, I pray for his throat, his vocal cords, oh God. I pray, Lord God, for his instrumentation, oh God. Oh God, that, Lord God, I come against every thing that will attack, Lord God, through the atmosphere, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will give him new songs, oh God. You say, Lord, how can we sing these songs, oh God? But let him sing the songs of Zion, oh God. That, Lord God, that you give him revelation knowledge of God. And, Lord God, that you will pour upon him even more, Lord God, richly, Lord God, that his sounds will be so anointed, oh God, that no spirit, Lord God, will stand, oh God. Then, Father, Lord God, I bless her, Lord God, for her children, Lord God, who birthed the twins, oh God. We, Lord God, we plead the blood over them, Lord God. Let no weapon of harm or danger, oh God, come nigh the pastor's dwelling, her husband, her children, or even her down to her grandchildren, oh God. We plead the blood over all of them, Lord God. We declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, oh God. We come in agreement, Lord God, for the word that was spoken, oh God, because I heard the prayer before me, Lord God, and it was so blessing. Lord God, that, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for financial blessings to be multiplied unto them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that every weapon to be formed against them will not prosper. Lord God, we just thank and we praise you, Lord God, for everything that's said and done. And we thank you, Lord, for being a protective shield. Bless their ministry. Bless their home. Bless their children. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Prophetess. All right. Pastor June Paul, can you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, and she has a grandbaby, Ava. And she asked us that we pray for a family that's lost a family member, a bereaved family member.
Amen. Yes, I can start off. I'm surrounded by a couple of great grandkids and they get kind of noisy. So, but I bless them and I pray for them. Amen. I love the prayers that have been prayed previously in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for this sister and the one who lost the loved one, Lord. Comfort them. Comfort them. Comfort them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We give you the glory. We thank you for all the children that were on this morning, Lord, and the parents and the grandparents. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for Sister G. In Jesus' name, suffer little children to come unto me, such as the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. We love you and we praise you. Thank God. Amen. So you hear some noise
amen.
In the background. We'll try
right,
to get in the prayer.
I'll put
him
on mute.
So we'll let you go, but he's been doing all kind of things. He reads too, but at any rate, I'm going to let you go.
So much for that prayer, Pastor June.
Mm-hmm.
Put
you're
you
welcome.
On mute, putting a playing. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you this morning. All right, Prophet Dalton, could you pray for Susan? She's Sister Susan. Susan is on. Do you need prayer for anything in specific, Susan? She may have her phone on mute, but it's okay. Prophet Dalton, if you could pray for Sister Susan.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Sister Susan before you, Lord. Father, bless her, Lord. You know her needs right now, Father. Speak into every area of her needs, Lord. I put her family before you, Father, bless this family. Shine your light of mercy upon them, Lord. Everywhere they go in all four corners of this earth, Father, let them find favor of man and most importantly, favor from you, Lord. Let them find a mercy, mercy, mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, bless Miss Susan's health right now in the name of Jesus. Touch all the painful areas in her body right now, Lord. Let your healing flow from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Blood of Jesus, pour from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet and wash away any sicknesses, illnesses, and any infirmities in her body right now, Father. Strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen the joints in her hand right now, Father. Let healing flow to the area of her hand and her wrist right now, Father. Take pain out of her hands and out of her body, Lord. Let her hands be prosperous in doing, Lord. Everything she lay her hands on, let it be successful, Father. I bless her children. I bless her husband. I bless her extended family by the power and the name above all name, King of Kings, Lord and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. We thank you for her life. We thank you for what you're doing in her and through her, Lord. Continue to take her from glory to glory in you, Lord. Continue to take her from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. Let promotion be her portion, Lord. Let financial breakthrough be her portion in the name of Jesus. Let her not grow tired and weary in the name of Jesus. Let her continue to be strengthened as she's doing the work that you place in her hand, Father. All the resources that she needs to carry out the assignment that she's currently embarked on, Father, provide for her, Lord. Light up her path, Lord. Let there not be any stumbling blocks in her way, Lord. The mountain that's in front of her, Father, let it melt right now in the name of Jesus. Let it melt right now in the name of Jesus. Every arrow's fire towards her in her home, Father, we send it back seven ways to afflict the senders in the name of Jesus. Let no weapons formed against her prosper. Let no weapons formed against her prosper. Let no weapons formed against her prosper in the name of Jesus. Scatter her enemies in the name of Jesus. The enemies of her progress, let them be scattered right now in the name of Jesus. To you be the glory, praise, and honor. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Dalton. Oh, my God, I thank God for the prayers that have been prayed. Does anyone else need prayer this morning? Press 1 if you need prayer, specific prayers. All right. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she could pray for Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny, and the senior citizens.
Amen, Father. We just thank, we thank and praise you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we look to a time, oh God, that Lord God, that you, as said, you call forth the older women, and you also call forth the older men, because they had wisdom, they had character, and Lord God, and they knew you, Lord God, and Lord God, as you use Caleb, oh God. And he said he was more than able to climb the mountain and take the mountain. God, I declare, Lord God, that Sister Fanny and Sister Ludell are more than able, oh God. Oh God, Lord God, to overcome and attack, oh God, and go over, Lord God, any obstacles that deals with aging, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, to restore the youth like an eagle, oh God. Pluck away, take away all the things that were weighed down heavy on them, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, we declare newness, a new lift, a new light, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, as they, Lord God, pray and intercede for others, oh God, that you strengthen them in their inner man, oh God. Oh, Lord God, you said that you are their strength, oh God. When they're weak, you're strong, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that every effect of aging, every effect, oh God, anything that's affecting their bodies, oh God, that is not like you, oh God, we command it to go now, oh God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, just to bless the going and bless the coming in, Lord God. Lord, continue to strengthen the mortal body, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the power, Lord God, to intercede and pray, oh God. And Sister Ludell, as she constantly prays for her niece and her family and even her pastor, oh God, we thank you for the woman of God. We ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen her vocal cords, oh God, that she may be able to sing the sweet song of Zion and the other young lady, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and she's young at 80-something. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we thank you, Sister Udell is young at 97, and we thank you, Lord God, that you just restore their health and restore their youth, oh God. And Father, we just give you all the honor and glory, God. I speak to the circulatory system, Lord, and I command it to flow. I command the heart to pump. I command the lungs to work, oh God. We speak to the livers and kidneys, oh God, and say, be renewed in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for they shall walk strong in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, as the scripture said, what Job said, hallelujah, God, that in these hours and these times, oh God, Lord God, the only thing that as he aged and go through whatever he's going through, he would not curse you. But Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that they have lived a life, Lord God, that they've never cursed you, but they've always give you the glory. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, I thank God for each and every person who prayed for the people of God today. I bless you all. It's closing time on Bible Storyline. Does anyone have any announcements that they would like to make? All right. Well, we will be on next week. The Lord say the same. It'll be Family Day. So we're looking forward to Family Day. Come on. Hear the word of the Lord on Family Day. I love each of you. You already know God loves you so much. We don't have human words to express how much he loves us, how much he cares about us. He's our creator. He created us. And you know what? We're in his image. That's more than millions and billions of dollars to be in the image of God. You can have all the money in the world and not be, you know, in God. Oh, my God. You don't want to be lost. Who wants to spend their time on earth and leave here, stand before God, and he say, who are you? No. We want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear him say. So we thank God today for each of you. I love you so much. You know God loves you even more than I have the capacity to love you. So I'm saying to you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord every day. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his mercy. And you know what? He's a kind God. He's a kind Father. And we are thanking him this morning because, you know, his love for us is so great. His love for us is just so great. So we thank the Lord this morning for what he's done, what he's about to do. He's powerful now. Don't you know God is so powerful? He's not weak. He is powerful and strong. Powerful and strong. So I bless each of you this morning. And you know what? We have come this far by faith. And we're going to continue to have strong faith in God. Have a great day. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love y'all too.